It's time for another edition of WUKY's Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd, director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment featuring interviews from the collection. Hello again, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, today we are remembering literary giant Wendell Berry, who passed away recently at the age of 92, and you're sharing some previously unavailable audio.
The Nunn Center has 10 interviews with Wendell Berry, spanning several different oral history projects and collections. For more than half a century, Wendell Berry wrote about agriculture, technology, community, the environment, faith. And across these enormous topics, he returned again and again to the obligations that come with living in a particular place with particular people. And let's just say I'm a big fan of his writing. The excerpts in the episode that we're going to feature were recorded originally in 1996 and come from a radio show called Down to Earth, a long-form interview-based program by award-winning writer and producer D. Cameron Lawrence. Essentially, Lawrence's episodes were oral history interviews, and because of this, she later archived the programs with the Nunn Center. After a 7-year run of the program, her final two episodes featured Wendell Berry. Wendell Berry was born in Henry County, Kentucky in 1934. He studied at the University of Kentucky, lived and taught elsewhere, including New York, California, and then he made the consequential decision to come home.
I went away supposing, as many of my teachers told me, that I couldn't be what I wanted to be here. It was simply unthinkable that I could live my life in my home place, my home country, which is really where I wanted to live it, but that I would need to go to another place, namely some great center of culture like New York or San Francisco. And as it turned out, it was very good for me to be in the Bay Area and in New York City and in the other places that I've lived a while. I learned things that I couldn't have learned otherwise. So I don't have any regret at all. I'm very glad that I did those things. But I think then when I had an opportunity to return to Kentucky, that is a job offer from the university, another influence in my life asserted itself, and that was the influence of my family, my parents, who never gave me the idea that I could have lived or been born in a better place, and I'm very grateful to them for that. I was raised to think that I was from a good place.
Almost always, Wendell Berry's writing confronted the loss of community, local culture, and our connection to place. But even as he witnessed that decline, he resisted despair.
Well, to me, a necessary distinction has always been that between optimism and hope. Optimism is a program, and it always assumes that things can get better easily. If you start out on the optimist program, you'll realize pretty quick that you're going to have to settle for being hopeful. Because there's too little ground for optimism. There's always ground for hope, you know, if you can hope even in your own heart alone. There's ground for hope.
Well, hope's a more spiritual thing than optimism, isn't it?
It is, and it's required of us. It's a virtue. You know, it's one of the three theological virtues is hope.
To Wendell Berry, community and hope are two ideas that belong together. He continuously reminded us that the ideas of place and community are worth preserving. In this divided society that we live in, he reminded us that no place and no people exist entirely apart from one another. We are interconnected. And yes, there is always hope. And speaking of hope, my hope is that everyone should pull a Wendell Berry book off the shelf this week and take a moment to be inspired.
And I, for one, would like to listen to more of these interviews with Wendell Berry.
Now that the Nunn Center has completed digitization on all of Cameron Lawrence's episodes, all interviews with Wendell Berry are available to be requested at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.